All right. Now it's time for the audience participation part of our show. If you ever, okay, first of all, by show of hand, well, actually, since this is an audio medium, how about by round of applause, how many of you ever listen to this show and know what the orphanage is? Okay. Maybe 50%.
That guy's just here to meet Rodman.
Yeah, he's wearing his Rodman shirt. Yeah, if you are familiar with this show, you know that we don't have a whole lot.
We have about an hour and a half of average content.
Yeah, we do 2 hours a week.
We struggle for the last half hour.
We have about 90 minutes, and then we have 30 minutes in which we limp to the finish line. We have two taglines for the show, slightly better than nothing, and award-winning background noise.
Which we did win an award.
Yes, we won a Dallas Observer Editor's Choice Award for Best Background Noise. So I still am waiting for my framed copy. You know how, like,
when you go to a restaurant that has
best hot sauce. Dallas Observer Awards 2010. So I want my. They don't have to frame it.
Mm-hmm.
They can just print it out on a laser printer.
I just want the
certificate.
Where are you going to put it?
In my study.
You don't have a study.
Next to my UNT diploma.
which is fake, by the way.
It's real.
No, it's not.
I think it's
forged.
I think it's still in the tube. Who frames their diploma?
Doctors.
Wait, where'd you go? Where? I didn't hear it.
I can't hear anything.
Sounds like a terrible school. All right, so if you listen to the show, you know that when going gets tough, we
read the paper.
We read the paper. And so I guess we'll leave it up to you, the assembled gathering here on the bleachers at Ticketstock. Would you rather hear Killer with the wireless... Or would you rather hear Hints from Heloise?
That's like asking somebody, which way do you want to die? We'll shoot you in the head, or you can take a cyanide tablet.
No. It's more painful than that. It's, do you want cancer or do you want AIDS?
Pretty much.
Okay, so round of applause for Killer Wireless. All right. Round of applause for Hints. Okay, marginally better.
Marginally better.
Marginally
sorry,
better.
Sorry, Killer, they hate you.
Okay, so it's time to crack open the Dallas Morning News. Can we have the bed, please?
You know, this is pretty much my favorite part of my week.
Open
that damn paper up.
Hints from
Who's that?
That's you.
That's me?
That's a drop of you.
No, that's...
Oh, is that KT?
Is that KT?
Live?
That's you, Danny.
When did I do that?
That's been a couple months. Y'all haven't done them in forever.
Okay, let's play the open again. Everybody be quiet.
And now... Hints... from
Dave Lane.
It's like Yoda. Yeah. All right. So, Hints from Heloise is a column to help you with your life. Syndicated nationally and appears locally in the Dallas Morning News. Joe from Sherman, Illinois writes, "Dear Heloise, when I am thawing out meat, I leave my car keys next to the sink. That way, if I have to go out, I will remember to put the meat back in the refrigerator before I leave."
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever thaw meat in the sink?
No. How long can meat last in your freezer? Because I've got these two fillets that I think have been in my freezer since I moved into my place 5.5 years ago. Are they still good?
They're probably a little freezer burned.
So, like, what, 6 months? Can you hamburger meat last 6 months? Really? So I need to throw that out, right? Damn it.
Just... put it in your sink, and then put your keys in the disposal. And then
when you run the disposal,
you'll know
where your keys are. Right.
By the way, thawing meat in the fridge is better, I think.
Yeah,
if you have the time.
A slow thaw.
But you know what? I do the key
trick. You ever defrost in the microwave?
Yeah, you know what?
It ends up like half cooking it.
I like to pride myself on my microwave skills. Like I know the right power percentage and the right time to cook those freezer chicken nuggets perfectly for my kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good at being a dad. By the way, if you...
Based on that one attribute.
Yeah, I can reheat chicken nuggets real good.
Father of the year, Dave.
I do the key trick, like if I need to pay a bill or something, or if I need to remember to bring something with me, I will put my keys with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Always, so that is a good hint.
I always put my keys on top of my bowl of Magnums.
So you remember to bring a bowl or just one of them?
What's that?
Do you grab just like...
Oh, they're not for me.
Who are they for? For the guy?
For Jay Crowder? when he comes over to my house later?
He's never coming back on the air.
Oh, no. He hates us.
So you walk by the table by your front door, grab your keys and like...
A handful of Magnums.
Yeah, kind of like the claw in like, you know, the bowling alley.
Crystal's Pizza.
Yeah. You just scoop up a handful of Magnum condoms with your keys and shove them in your pocket.
You never know. You got to prepare for everything.
For Jay.
For Jay. Oh, Jay.
Oh, God. All right. Mary from Baton Rouge, Louisiana writes, "Dear Heloise, I love coffee and often have a cup with me in the car. To keep my clothes free of spills, I keep a cute tea towel in the car that I can easily grab and lay across my lap. The towel was given to me by a friend, so it also reminds me of her kindness."
I don't get that. So she carries a towel with her in the car to spill up coffee?
No, to protect her clothing from spills. Okay, you know what I saw? I saw
a Mexican guy.
And...
Okay.
He was driving in his car, and he was eating like Jack in the Box in his car. And it, no shame in that. I don't know about you, but I eat plenty of food in my car. I know it's disgusting. But
are you the guy that goes through the drive-thru and then pulls up in the parking lot
and eats
your two tacos for 99 cents and squirts the hot sauce in your mouth directly from the packet?
No,
yes,
see,
you are.
That always weirds me out. Like when you go to In-N-Out Burger and they ask, "Are you going to eat this in the car?" Like, no, I'm gonna take it home.
It's none of your damn business.
Well, because if you take it home, they put it in a bag, and if you eat it in the car, they put it in, like, a tray. So you can just shove it into your face while you're sitting in the parking lot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've gone to In-N-Out here.
If you're too ashamed to go inside and have people watch you cram it into your face, you can get it in a box and eat it in your car. That's a good hint.
Oh, to do what?
To hide your fast food shame in your car.
So just get it in the bag.
Yeah.
I mean,
because
that's, you're still, you know, you're going to eat it anyway in your car.
Just a couple fries.
Do you think that the people that give it to you to eat in your car are judging you?
Yes. Like, if you order more...
Why does that make you a loser if you're eating it in your car?
Okay.
I mean, Sonic was based on that.
Right.
So you could drive in and eat in your car.
Now, that's
been going on since the 50s.
Here's where I feel the judgment. When you order more than one hamburger and then you drive up to the window and you're the only person in the car and they know that you are the disgusting person that's going to eat both of
you're
those hamburgers.
You're going to eat two hamburgers.
Yes.
Do you eat two hamburgers?
Not every time, but sometimes. I mean, look at
really?
Me.
Really? You get two hamburgers?
Sometimes. Well, In-N-Out burgers are small. Right,
yeah,
right. Two burgers is not—it's not disgusting, right?
It's about portion control, David.
I shouldn't hate myself, right? Oh, so the Mexican guy—he is eating Jack in the Box in his car. He's at a stoplight.
Yo no tengo.
And I watch him. I kind of see him out of the corner of my eye, and he reaches into his center console and grabs like a white bath towel, like a something you would towel off with after getting out of the shower and just wipes his face real hard. Like, he has an eating towel in his car all the time. And I'm sure he never washes it. Just sits there and gathers stains. It's probably multi-purpose.
Speaking of Hispanics,
okay.
Do Hispanic people, like, judge Taco Bell and Jack in the Box tacos, or will Hispanic people eat that stuff? Because, let's be honest, the Mexican food is the best food on the planet. Is there any dispute?
Tex-Mex or yes. Mexican food?
Either one.
Okay.
I mean, what's the first thing you do when you go to a foreign port for a week on vacation? Say you go up north, you go to California or whatever. When you come back, the first thing you do is you get off of the damn plane in Love Field or DFW and you drive directly to Mia's and you get brisket tacos.
Right.
Or something like that.
True.
Always. It's the first meal you have when you get back. And we're very fortunate and lucky to live here. And the wonderful culture and the people that create this food for our consumption,
yes.
Do they judge crappy taco places? Like fast food tacos? I mean,
I think they eat it. I mean, I think they probably look down on it. They probably don't necessarily prefer it.
Is there a lot of self-hating going through when you get the Locos Gringos taco from Taco Bell?
Or they're coming out with the Cool Ranch taco.
I heard about that.
I'll be in line.
So what do you think? Do you think that they eat that stuff?
I think they do. They probably don't get diarrhea as bad as we do. I'm just saying, their stomachs are more conditioned.
Our general manager is less than 20 feet from us.
I don't see him.
He's right there.
He's not listening. He's closing business deals.
Hi, Dan Bennett.
Hey, Dan. Don't fire us.
What's up, Dan?
Jeez.
Good God.
He's going to fire off diarrhea in front of Dan Bennett. What's the matter with you?
All right, one more. From Wanda in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Oh, hey, Gordon.
Oh, hey, Gordon.
Here comes the savior of the ticket.
Gordon was hammered last night.
Yeah, I had a pretty late one last night.
So who'd you go home with?
Oh, gosh. Who didn't I go home with? I kind of made the rounds. I dragged in like 5 this morning.
Is that right?
Kill me.
Dragged 5 home, or you dragged
split
home
my jeans?
Somehow.
Thanks for showing up 1 minute before we have to break.
Yeah,
that's okay. Gives us time to regroup. I'm just glad I showed up 5 minutes before the end of the show, or whatever. Where I could at least say I.
Yeah, thank you for helping us today.
Yeah.
We barely survived without you.
Yeah, Danny and I had a good time last night.
Mm-hmm.
It was that we pulled the train on somebody. Who's that?
I don't remember. Some old girl.
Oh, that was a girl? And go to break.
Not yet.
Okay, last one from Wanda in North Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, God, I came in on this.
Davey's reading.
It's your kryptonite.
He's reading crap from the paper. No, it's mine, too. I absolutely detest this segment.
Dear Heloise, nothing smells better than fresh popcorn, but nothing is worse than the smell of old popcorn in a microwave. I keep an open box of baking soda in our microwave and never have a bad smell from any foods. Just remove the box when using the microwave. Like vinegar, baking soda is a staple in our home.
Brilliant!
Do you have any comment at all?
No, I don't get it.
I don't understand the say. It's like, he reads these tips and then looks at me like I'm supposed to have some witty
some reaction.
Yeah, like some joke.
Why do you do this?
What do you use baking soda for?
Nothing.
For baking?
I don't even use it for that. I don't use baking soda.
Have you ever...
And I don't read that section of the paper for a reason.
Have you ever made up a slurry of baking soda and water and then put it onto a sore?
I can tell you no, whatever the end of this is, no.
Put it onto a sore to suck out the pus?
No.
That's just me?
You're the only one here that has pus-filled sores.
Yes, you're the only one with pussy sores.
Right.
I'm sorry, what? Sores where?
You're the only one that has had hemorrhoids so bad that your butt looks like the label on Fruit of the Loom underwear.
Yeah, that's the only one. I tell you, man, that stayed with me for so long.
I know, I could not get that image out of my brain.
Your description of your hemorrhoids as being a cluster of grapes.
It's what happens when you have more than one.
And didn't you have to get your butt lasered off?
No.
Bottom.
We went old school, went scalpel style.
Oh, my God. So you don't have any...
They cut the grapes off of you?
Yeah.
So you don't have any way to retain your old food?
Yeah, it's an open bag of leaves.
Gross.
Because you know the grapes are what holds in the doo-doo.
Stop saying doo-doo.
Yeah, you need to stop saying that. Don't we have kids around you?
Yeah, Dan Bennett's here, too.
Right. Oh, God, the grapes. Was the doctor chatty? Are you awake when he's cutting them off?
Yeah, sure.
Did he deaden it?
So you're up there in full birthing pose.
Well, but like upside down birthing pose. Like holistic birthing pose.
Oh, no. Like so that, you're in like down dog or something
right.
like that.
like that statue of Britney Spears giving birth.
Yeah, right.
That's what I looked like.
As he's...
So did he numb the area before he lopped off your bottom?
He didn't lop off my bottom.
He cut off a good portion of it.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel better?
Oh, yeah.
Did he show you the little tub of grapes after he was done? Like, hey, look at how many.
I know, they were still beating, like, the
oh,
heart.
Oh, my God. Oh.
All right, coming up next, more
of this.
Sports Radio 1310, the tickets.